Now you can do the intro.
Why? Why?
It's a meme, Donatas, and you just don't know it, so...
Okay, it doesn't exist in my bubble.
Yeah, you know, you don't have people
Should I be proud of it, or like...
I would be ashamed. It's one of the classic memes, one of the best memes of the last few years.
Oh, last few years? Yeah. Okay, it's not even something happening right now?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not a new meme. It's classic.
For a few years now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's a classic.
To be honest with you, I never seen anything like that before. Never heard anything about this one. So maybe it's your problem. I don't know. I don't feel bad about it. Welcome to the Ronus podcast. I am the host, Donatas Urbonas, and I am joined by my two great colleagues, Augustas Šuliauskas and Gytis Blaževičius. This is Q&A session, which means that the entire episode will be available only for BN Plus members. So make sure to subscribe us on basketnews.com/plus to get a lot of extra features as well. You want to say something? There was this...
Yeah, that we still keep, you know, grabbing that cash from everyone.
Yeah.
We can't just give an episode for everyone. This is annoying me. Yeah. I'm on the side of the people who are writing the comments that these episodes, they're telling us we're going to talk about this and that and then not delivering. What the hell is that?
But you know what it helps us to do? To send 8-man crew or even 10-man roster to the Final Four in Berlin to create more content. It helps us to travel around playoff cities. And it helps me to enjoy Monaco and Istanbul.
Oh, that's actually the main reason.
That's how it goes. It helps us to have a big social media team to create this amazing content. It helps us to have Augustas here. Because he comes to the podcast just because of the money, you know.
I know.
If it was for free, he was not there. So, you know, it helps us to make basketball in Europe more interesting. So that's why. And it costs how much? Only
5 euros for 3 months for the starter plan?
It's insane. But thanks a lot for everyone who are supporting us on BN Plus. We had amazing... growth spurt, yes. I would say. We have 1,155 members at the moment. Special shout out to Dave Gassman, Janut Gergescu, Kimon, sportscardstime.com, who subscribe us on GM level because we have three different levels. And also shout out to these all-stars, Gabriel Serva, Nico Zinio, T-Wall T21, Nick Kohek, Baltvarne, Kostas B, Victory, Igor, Goldflake, Tesseract, Olandas Thomas, Paris, Michael, Alex A, George, Jonathan, and Nomikos. So thank you all for all your support. And yeah, let's go.
Did you notice this growth happened without Donatas?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a sign.
Maybe that's
exactly
a sign.
And this growth happens and he uses all the money to travel to Monaco and Istanbul and then blames me.
That's...
I like Gytis as a host better, man. We are under
a tyrant's foot here.
We already had some suggestions to change the name of the podcast, right?
Although the suggestion was like...
the suggestion not very good.
What was the suggestion? Blash?
Like blazing
F4.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Alt F4, quit.
Some trendy meme that I also am not aware of.
This is, I don't know. But we'll get to that question, I guess. Or should we start with that question?
You can start. I mean, you're trying to remove me from the host position, so...
I'm not. It's the fans themselves. They're saying, Urbonus podcast without Urbonus, what is going on? But in general, I thought, you know, Donatas naming the podcast after himself. Very narcissistic move.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would never do that. I would do team bonus, you know, family bonus, something like that. And look at Donatas. But that, to answer this question, I think, first of all, that suggestion is a bit odd, whatever it means, blazing F4.
Sounds like a helicopter name.
I would, even if Donatas went to grab some milk and never came back, you know, and we were left just me and you, Augustas, I would still keep this one, this title of the podcast because
it's legendary, right?
No, not because of that. I would just change the pronunciation of it. I would say it your bonus because it is your bonus, guys. Ooh. BM Plus community.
Okay, that's a nice pitch.
What about you? Augustus Cringelo.
Can we go on with the questions?
Yes, next question.
We have a lot of interesting questions, but we will start with the hottest topic of the week, all EuroLeague teams selections. And there are a lot. There were a lot of questions coming from BN Plus member Aaron Thompson. Are you guys happy with the all EuroLeague first team, or do you think someone was snubbed? If so, who? There was Alexandros Nagnustopoulos. Is Bolvin the biggest snub ever on all EuroLeague teams? Fredo Sauce, of these players, Shane Larkin, Marcus Howard, Chimo Moneka, Thomas Walkup, which did you feel were the biggest snubs that didn't get an all EuroLeague selection?
Well, first of all, just one little remark. Someone said, is Wade Baldwin. Is Wade Baldwin one of the biggest snubs? But he got on the team. So you're a snub when you don't get on the team when you're supposed to, just to make it clear.
Thank you.
No. Just Alexandro's question is a bit, not correct in terms of terminology. Yeah. I'll start with...
The toxicity in this podcast, man?
What toxicity? Yeah, I'm just saying. Like,
from Donato.
Just a regular day in the office, I mean.
Well, he comes back and he thinks everything is the same as when he left. No, there's new boys in town here.
New boys?
New rules.
New boys. Okay.
It's only you, bro.
Right.
What do you think?
I think we all agree that the system how EuroLeague selects the all EuroLeague teams is not the best in terms of that they're considering the playoffs. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah,
would you rather have just regular season awards and then
that's
final four awards?
That's something so clear that, and we also try to kind of voice it for the last few years already, that it's the number one bullshit in Europe, as Gittis likes to say.
Yeah, and it really distorts the picture, because after the regular season, we had some other guys in mind that we saw in the first and second teams. And for me, two guys that I thought it was a no-brainer we'll see in those two teams were Shane Larkin and Chima Moneke. And both of those guys didn't make it, even though you could say Shane Larkin was playing close to an MVP level individually. Maybe his team wasn't doing as great.
In Ataman's eyes, he was the MVP.
Really?
Yeah, he said that in his eyes, he deserved the MVP award this year.
There we go. So, I mean, if such a great mastermind like Ataman says that, it
no
means
comment.
It's true. Otherwise, talking about Chima Moneke, also his best season so far statistically, his team actually made the playoffs. So even if you look at he didn't play in the playoffs because of injuries, but his team performance was good. And his performance was, I think he was top six in efficiency or something like that. PIR, whatever.
PIR is overrated, but anyways, continue.
But if you want to add up points, rebounds, assists, and all those things, he still was up there with the best of them. And I thought those two guys not being there was the biggest... They were the biggest snubs. Do you guys have anyone else that are above those two guys?
I would say, I don't know. To me, the biggest snub was Wade Baldwin was on the second team, but it's the biggest bullshit you can have. Like he is an MVP candidate this season, and to me, it seems like people just voted right after the Pau Maccabi series finished, and I think it was right because the votes came in right after the playoffs ended. And so I think the voting was too heavily impacted by that. And, how is Lorenzo Brown in there? It's just, I don't understand. He had a fantastic series, but, he was in the regular season, he was scoring lower than 10 points per game, I think. 9.5, 9.6, 9.7, whatever. He had like a bad to his standards regular season, and to have him on the second team, I mean, there were so many guys that deserved it. You mentioned Shane, you mentioned Chima, Jan Vesely, Josh Nebo, so many guys there. And I don't know, to have three guys from Panathinaikos,
three guys from Real Madrid as well,
three guys from Real Madrid,
six of 10 players coming off two teams. Only.
It's really strange.
It happened only the third time in the EuroLeague history. I don't know. This whole voting process in the EuroLeague is actually set for a failure, because in the previous years, at least, they openly stated that the evaluation process includes the regular season and the playoffs. This year, they changed wording, but when you open the voting process at the just before the start of the playoffs and conclude the voting after the game five, basically, mm-hmm. it means that it matters. At the same time, it's so confusing because if I'm doing my votes, and which I did, you know, at the beginning of the voting process, I'm not evaluating the playoffs. And a lot of other fans, mm-hmm. they do the voting based on the playoff performances. So we have two completely different perspectives. It makes this whole voting process confusing because you're basically doing two different votings if you include the playoffs and if you're not including the playoffs. So it's set for a failure. And I know not for the fact that since the team captains were involved, some of them also filled their ballots at the start of the playoffs.
Wait. So you could start your voting before the playoffs and some people can finish them after?
Yeah.
The voting process started on April 22. And finished on May 9th or 10th, something like that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense.
That's ridiculous.
The worst part, I mean, they didn't have even, the separate MVP vote. In the NBA, you have to rank, first of all, in the NBA, they put 100 sports writers.
You want to tell me that Mike James got the MVP because he was selected most to the first team?
Yeah, that's how it worked.
I mean, really?
Yeah, that's how it worked. There was not a separate vote for the MVP. In the NBA, you put five different players. You rank five different players for the MVP award. You rank guys for the first, second, third team, and they get different points depending on their first, second, or third team selection. Yeah. And here it was just mix
so
of
is that
votes.
Just, is that how it's been for a while?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. I don't remember how it was before.
Maybe it explains sometimes the MVP selections where we thought it was supposed to go the other way. I don't know. I can't give you an example. Well, Mirotić and Micić, you remember that case?
Yeah, it was the playoff biased result.
So maybe because this system, I think, completely sucks.
This system has to change, and I'm glad this system has to change, and I'm just glad that people's contracts and money they get, that's the way it is in NBA, doesn't really depend, the bonuses doesn't really depend on this voting, because it's absolutely ridiculous, what you just said, that it starts and it lasts for 2 weeks in the middle of the playoffs, and then you don't even choose the MVP. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope that, I think it's the first time this whole voting and all your team selections got such a backlash from the players, from the top level players. So hope that it will inspire your league for a change and setting clear guidelines and changing the vote system. Because now it looks like careless parenting in my eyes. Like, okay, we do this voting, we do this MVP all your teams awards, but we don't really care about how it goes, if it makes sense, and et cetera. So, yeah, that is about it, probably. Let's go with the other questions.
I can go with the next one from Connor on BM Plus Discord. Do you think that none will have any offers from the NBA?
Because he signed a contract for 2 years with an NBA out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw some things like on Instagram where his partner didn't know that he's signing a deal.
Oh yeah, there was some
screenshots. Yeah, really, really weird. Anyway, yes, I think he will have. I think he showed that his physical condition is at the top, back to his almost previous levels. I think he's NBA material, and I think he will have an offer from the NBA. It just depends, I think, from him. If he feels if that offer comes from a good situation where he can actually contribute, or he's about to be on that bench for the entire season. And, it just really depends on him, whether he wants to be there in MVP discussion and trying to win the EuroLeague with Panathinaikos, or he wants to be back in the NBA at any cost. So
Yeah.
I heard two different and interesting perspectives from two NBA people I talked to.
This was just a short preview of the full Q&A episode that we had for an hour and a half, where we discussed off-season moves for teams like Panathinaikos, FS, Žalgiris. We also looked at changes we would make in the EuroLeague to make it a better product, and also what we expect from the Final Four experience with all of you guys. So get on basketnews.com/plus, become a member of the BM Plus community, and watch the full episode there.